The Giving Back Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Eric Lysica of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks for joining us today, Corey. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
My name is Corey Howard. I'm the Chief Operating Officer here at Simpa Community Care. Simpa was originally founded as an HIV service agency 35 years ago. 2 years ago, we expanded to become a community health center, helping all people with all illnesses. Not only as a community health center providing primary care, but we also specialize in infectious disease, in particular, helping people who are living with HIV. So we provide clinical care services for them, making sure that they are receiving their medicine and proper care. We also have wraparound ancillary services. So we do things like signing them up for eligibility services, whether it be the Ride or Mike program, helping them with housing, utility assistance. We also have an on-site food market, so giving food boxes to patients that are in need of food assistance. And also just helping them with the same health issues that your everyday person has. So high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, mental health issues. We basically do all the wraparound services. We do HIV testing, Hep C testing for free, where people can get the results in 20 minutes. And then we also run the local syringe exchange.
What is something that you guys are doing within the community to make a difference?
Most recently, one thing that we've done, I guess, in the community that a lot of people can relate to is doing outreach and testing for COVID-19. So last summer, we did a lot of pop-up testing at local churches and other venues to do COVID-19 testing. We also had a couple of sites set up in the community to do drive-through testing as well. Overall, we tested about 13,000 people last year. One big thing is outreach is huge for our organization. We have a lot of outreach staff to help communities that are disproportionately affected with health disparities. And same thing for HIV can be said about COVID, which is most vulnerable populations are the ones that are exacerbated most by both. So underserved communities, in particular, low-income communities, especially in African-American and Latinx communities. We have full-time staff that are devoted to linking them into care, treatment, and doing events like we have a workout jam, so getting people moving, things like that.
What were some of the unforeseen challenges that you guys encountered?
So definitely burnout with staff, which I think a lot of healthcare organizations can relate to both then and now. Just having to work longer hours, working odd hours to reach people, especially in the evenings or the weekends. Being outside in the heat in full PPE while testing people while they're in their AC cars, just chilling. So just the day in and day out, the winter, the heat and the rain, and all the other fun weather conditions. I think that was really hard on staff, having to work late to get samples in to the labs, labs getting backed up when everyone's getting tested through the state. And it was just chaos, but good chaos. We did the work, but it definitely took a lot out of our staff to do it.
How does it make you feel personally doing this kind of work and serving our community? What impact has it made on you?
Yeah, I mean, I love the work that I do. I've been now with the organization for 10 years, and there's not a day that I'm going to work not happy that I'm here. So I think very few people can say that they like going to their job every day. But we do amazing work. And knowing that we're doing the work that we're doing, I think is, the reason I'm here. I love what we do.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.